This is KUT. Austin's South by Southwest Festival has a lot of unsung heroes. Volunteers, organizers, bartenders, for example. And then there are those like Virginia Alexander. KUT's Audra McGlinchey spent a night following her and her crew around town.
This is South by Southwest.
6th Street, just past midnight. You look forward to it, or do you?
No, I do not.
54-year-old Virginia Alexander oversees a litter control crew with Austin Resource Recovery. That's the city's trash department. 6th Street's closed off to cars, but she has a pass. Alexander steers an ATV through the crowd, slow going. But with a little wheedling, the people budge.
What's that, baby?
We head toward a cluster of food trucks on Red River Street. Alexander hops out of the ATV, a roll of dark gray trash bags in hand.
Pull out the can. Empty out the can.
Alexander's co-worker, Lawrence Martin, reads the menu of rubbish.
Boxes, bottles, cans, paper, mostly around the food court. You know, you have the styrofoam stuff in like right there, forks and spoons and things like that. So sometimes they don't hardly eat part of the food.
One trash can emptied, a new bag put in. Alexander takes a visual sweep of what's left.
On that side of the street, there's like four on that side of the street. On this side of the street, we've got like maybe 10 all around the block.
Once all the bins have been emptied, Alexander and Martin chuck the bags into the back of the ATV. Then we drive off.
South by Southwest generated 257,000 pounds of material last year, in addition to over 1 million pounds of material from the dumpsters.
Amy Slagle is a manager with the city's litter abatement division. And how much did removing all this trash cost the city last year?
$142,565. That included staff and equipment.
That's more than $140,000 to pick up the trash generated by South By. The city adds several extra workers to their crews during the festival. They also put out about 200 temporary trash bins to complement the ones out year-round. The goal is to keep trash off the street. But then there's the stench.
There's definitely an odor rise with South by Southwest. So there are a lot of companies that come in and they hand out free energy drinks. And so that definitely carries a stench after a while, as well as just, you know, stale beer and, you know.
South by Southwest smell like more beer than anything.
I'm back on the street with Virginia Alexander. It's about 1 a.m.
We're heading to Brusher Street where the Tonka truck's at. We're going to load all this we got in the back.
These Tonka trucks are basically large trash compactors. Alexander and Martin throw roughly a dozen full trash bags into the back of one. It crunches the trash and sweeps it deeper into the truck. I'm told to step back. Beware of the spraying liquids.
All the juice pushing out on you.
Have you gotten a lot of juice on you before?
Mm-hmm. That's nasty. That's nasty.
We leave the trucks on Brushy and head to the underpass at 6 and I-35. Alexander grabs more dark gray trash bags from the supply truck there. On a regular day, she'll head to the Tonka trucks every 6 hours. But with South By...
We've been going every hour to just keep the trash from flowing over.
With more empty trash bags than her ATV, Alexander rolls off to empty more bins. It's 1:30 in the morning and her work ends soon. The next shift starts in an hour.
My name is Michael Womack with Austin Resource Recover. I'm a supervisor for the morning shift, 2:30 to 1. So what we're doing right now is cleaning South by Southwest.
It's nearly 4 a.m. when I find Womack. Since bars closed 2 hours earlier, most people are off the street. The cleanup crews during this early morning shift are no longer emptying trash cans. Instead, they've got litter blowers and street sweepers.
So the blower will blow the litter out into the street. The brooms will catch the litter and push it up underneath the vacuum so it sweeps it up or sucks it up. So it's just like a really big vacuum with brooms on the side.
With South By going on, these blowers and sweepers are dealing with a large volume of waste.
Just to give you a breakdown, let's say a semi-automated trash truck that goes neighborhood, what, house to house, right? That's about 800 to 1,000 houses that they do a day. Down here, right now, during South by Southwest, we have pretty close to 1,000 cans that we need to try to get done by 6, 6:30, or at least try to.
By 6:30 a.m., business people start coming out and the streets have to be clean. We head to Red River and 8th, just a block from where I was earlier with Virginia Alexander. Remember that? Now it feels like a ghost town. The only noise are the blowers blowing, the sweepers sweeping. Womack works this shift year-round. He has some theories about nighttime in Austin. He says each day the city offers just 30 minutes of silence.
It is quiet between about 3:30 to 4, and then you have different kind of folks, right? You have the partiers, then you have the partier stragglers, and then you have the construction workers, and then you have the joggers and dog walkers and all that stuff.
When Womack finishes his shift in the afternoon, Alexander and Martin take over shortly after. They'll drive through the crowds emptying trash cans, silent except for some joking, while the South By crowds drink, shout, and throw trash at the world around them. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.
Pick it up, kick them out the way. Try it, pick it up.